I'm Jeff Booth, and this is The Big Picture here on The Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. Well, last week we kind of set the end of the Democratic experiment as the moment when the Republicans in the Senate gave Trump a pass for his despotic violations of the law. Well, after that, Trump has been going after the people who testified against him, trying to destroy their careers, get them prosecuted, get them investigated. At the same time, the people who helped him with his crimes, who are facing justice, well, he's using his pet attorney general to try to get lesser sentences for them, while ultimately hinting that it doesn't really matter because he's just going to pardon them anyway. That, by no stretch of the imagination, is a democracy. So the three separate branches of government don't really function as three separate branches. The Republican Senate does nothing other than act as a rubber stamp for the president. They don't do legislation, they just continue to confirm the most right-wing, incompetent, unqualified judges America has ever seen. We now know with the Roger Stone debacle that the Justice Department is completely corrupted. Basically, it does the bidding of the president, not the bidding of the American people. It turns out that everybody who should have stood up and protected us stood in the way of the people who are dismantling our democracy at the behest of the president of a foreign state that is an enemy. We're talking about Putin. They've all failed us, some through the incompetence of Mueller, some through just pure craven corruption, as with the Republicans, and some failed just because they had no way to win. By that, I'm referring to the House members who prosecuted the case. They did a spectacular job. It was brilliant, but there was no way they could win because the jury was corrupted. They needed 20 Republicans who would stand up for the rule of law. They got one. So things are just about as bad in the United States as they've been in a long, long time. Maybe worse, because I don't think we've ever seen this level of corruption. It's in every department of the government, and it's constant, day in and day out. It's going to be up to us, as American citizens, to throw these people out. We've got to throw out the Republicans, all of them, every single last one of them in their viciously corrupt party, and we need to throw out the president. And if we don't do that, this is our last chance. If we don't do that, we're not a democracy anymore. We're not one right now, but we could get back to that place. But 4 more years of Trump, 4 more years of Republican rule, democracy will probably be gone permanently. A lot of the attention has been on the Department of Justice and just how utterly corrupt it has become under Bill Barr. Now, it's not the first time that the head of the Justice Department has been corrupt. You can go look back at Ed Meese. Now, you might remember that the Presidential Medal of Freedom, which was started by President Kennedy, used to mean something. I don't know that I would want to get it now. It's been tainted by Trump. He has so far given it primarily to athletes, but the others have been profoundly noxious. There's Miriam Adelson, whose real qualification was that she was a major donor to the president. Orrin Hatch, truly awful, terrible senator. But as one of the longest-serving senators, you can sort of understand that one. He gave it to Antonin Scalia, a truly terrible, awful Supreme Court justice, but, you know, Supreme Court justice, we can kind of understand that. He gave it to Art Laffer, who is considered the father of supply-side economics, the most failed economic theory, I think, of all time. He came up with the Laffer curve, which was basically straight-up pseudoscience. And one of the key figures responsible for the transfer of American wealth to the most wealthy. At the State of the Union address, he famously gave it to Rush Limbaugh, a man we could dub America's racist, a man who's fomented more hatred towards women and minorities and gays than maybe any other figure in America because he has had such a large platform, a truly awful man. But earlier, Trump gave the Medal of Freedom to one of our most corrupt attorney generals, Edwin Meese III. Meese was an unflagging opponent of pornography and pulled every dirty trick in the book to destroy anyone who dared to put out pornographic images that offended him. which was basically all of them. And that's the problem. Our system is broken. There's a long list of extremely corrupt attorney generals, too beholden to the president. Letting the president pick his attorney general is a failure. It doesn't work. It's led to corruption over and over again. We need a better system. And that brings us to the current attorney general, the most corrupt attorney general in history by far. And that's a big leap, because we've had some very, very corrupt attorney generals. And the current attorney general is the most dangerous by far, because he's a true believer. He is a theocrat who wants to remake America into his own vision. And as is typical with theocrats, the ends justifies the means. But Barr's a theocrat through and through, and they are the most dangerous. Now, the latest thing that the U.S. Justice Department did was with their anti-human trafficking grant program. And that's something that should be pretty important. We kind of all agree that human trafficking is bad, Democrat or Republican. It's one of the few things we can all agree on. And if we're going to be giving grants to organizations that help with fight human trafficking, then they should be organizations that actually do something good. But the Justice Department awarded more than $1 million to two groups, the Lincoln Tubman Foundation and I'm not joking with the name of this group, Hookers for Jesus. The government gave a big pile of money to an organization called Hookers for Jesus, a blatantly religious organization run by self-proclaimed born-again Christian Annie Lobert, who claims that she is a trafficking survivor, which may or may not be true, I don't know. She uses this big pile of cash to run a safe house, which bars the occupants of that safe house from reading secular magazines that portray worldly views or advice on living, sex, clothing, or even makeup tips. She claims that the organization doesn't discriminate against anyone as long as they're willing to put up with this kind of draconian separation from the world and forced extremist Christian ethics. She said, but we are Christian, and there is an understanding before they come in here that we are Christian. Well, nobody knows what it means when you say you're Christian. Christianity is all over the map, and she's from the batshit crazy corner of Christianity. They have a training manual that describes homosexuality as immoral and describes drug use as witchcraft. So that's great. You can get off drugs easily. You just have to stop worshiping the devil. You trafficked person, you. Authorities are looking into the claims that Hookers for Jesus is basically keeping people prisoners. Now, look, there's a better organization. It still shouldn't be a religious organization, but they have some history. It's Catholic Charities of the Diocese of Palm Beach. They didn't get the grant. Instead, it went to Hookers for Jesus. That can't possibly make Catholics happy. Catholic Charities, they were on the recommended list. Hookers for Jesus, on the not recommended list. And yet, they got the funding anyway. The American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees Local 2830 has filed a complaint asking the Inspector General to investigate whether the two grant awards were based on politics, and we already know the answer to that. It's yes. Hookers for Jesus got over $500,000 over 3 years. The woman running it has lobbied against decriminalizing prostitution, which is the one thing that most experts will tell you helps reduce trafficking, is when you decriminalize prostitution. If you go to her safe house, you're going to have to be a practicing Christian. You got to go through the ritual and say the words, even if you don't believe them. No one should be forced to practice a religion they don't believe in just to get help, at least not if public funding is involved. It is absolutely clear that the funding of this grant money is a violation of the First Amendment. It's not even a close call. This is clearly a religious organization that is proselytizing. So it seems like they got the grant for theocratic reasons. The other organization, the Lincoln Tubman Foundation, that looks like it's just good old-fashioned Republican. The founder is the daughter of a major Trump supporter. Now, whether she can do the job or not, I don't know, but she wasn't a first top-tier pick. It is in its infancy with little to no experience. Women who have been trafficked are not criminals. They're victims. They need help, but they don't need somebody to force them to have their souls saved. I suspect the longer Bill Barr stays in office, though, the more of these types of abuses we're going to see. Welcome to Theocracy USA.